Russia's only major nationwide non-government TV network is returning to the airwaves. TV6 was forced to shut down several weeks ago after what it called a government-inspired court decision forcing it into bankruptcy. Yesterday, TV6 beat 12 rival bidders for a new broadcast license. Its journalists are returning, joined by political and business leaders with ties to the Kremlin. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
TV6 was known for hard-hitting political programming. It was a refuge for journalists who resisted state takeovers of other networks. Yevgeny Kiselyov was managing director of the old TV6 and spearheaded its new bid. Kiselyov said he was very satisfied by the decision. Kiselyov had threatened to leave Russia and broadcast by satellite if TV6 continued to be kept off the air. To regain its license, TV6 was forced into an alliance with financial and political kingpins who bankrolled its bid. Some have Kremlin ties, like Yevgeny Primakov, a conservative ex-prime minister and Soviet KGB spymaster. Prominent journalist Vladimir Posner was a member of the committee which gave TV6 a new lease on life.
I think there was a certain degree of justice in that journalists who were chased from TV6 are back in the game, and I think that's important. I have certain doubts about the structure of this new entity and whether it will hold up. And so there are questions.
But Kiselyov denied TV6 would tone down its programming to suit the Kremlin or its new partners.
Let's start broadcasting, and the content of our programs will show you and everyone else. Are we being used by someone or not?
One person who will not be part of the new TV6 is exiled Russian media magnate Boris Berezovsky, the financial force behind the old TV6 and a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin. Some analysts say the Kremlin's despise of Berezovsky was a major reason TV6 was originally forced off the air. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.